I grew up on a small farm in Brownsville, Texas. You probably don't know where that is because it barely exists even on a map. It's at the very bottom of the state of Texas, right at the border of Mexico. There's really not too much going on down here. I mean, we have some typical crime just like any city, but outside of that, it's just land and country out here. But that's how the locals like it. Anyways, this happened last week. It's a true story. I swear to you, this is true. I was smoking a cigarette on my front porch, just admiring the sunset. We have about 10 acres worth of land. Now, to some, that's not quite large, but to city folk, that's humongous. I'm not originally from out here, so to me, this was country. Anyways, I was just admiring the beauty, as I've only been down here for a few years. Now, I know that there's no wolves, but we do have our run-ins with occasional coyotes. But really, not too much outside of that. The biggest problem we have is wild boars. Boy, we just hunt the shit out of those little boogers. Well, not all of them are quite small. Some of them are massive. Anyways, I was just smoking my cigarette, just chillin'. The sun was just about to disappear over the horizon. It was starting to get dark. If you don't realize, Texas is just completely flat. Just open, flat land. You may come across some hills, but that's it. There's really no scenery with mountains, if that's what you're used to. I was just about to put out my cigarette and head back inside when I saw it. There was this large beast that was running across the front of our field. It was pretty far out. I want to say maybe a good 40 yards. It was out there, but it was definitely big. You could just tell. It was hunched over like a hunchback, but it was running on its back legs like a man. But it wasn't a man. This thing looked like a dog, like a big black dog. Just imagine a super-sized German Shepherd that's pitch black running on its back legs like a man hunched over, with elongated arms and giant-looking claws. At first, I was pretty stunned, as I wasn't really sure if I was seeing what I was actually seeing. It all happened so fast. It was like the snap of your fingers, or if you just blinked, it was over. It happened that fast. I can't really explain anything else. But from what I saw, the only thing that makes any type of logical sense is that it was the Dogman. I live in a small town at the northeastern corner of Texas. The town is called Texarkana, or a city for that matter. It's on the borderline of Arkansas. It's beautiful, but there's terribly not too much to do around here outside of camping or fishing or hiking and stuff like that. But a lot of times, people just cross over the border to Arkansas to do all that. There's a little over 38,000 people in our town, so it's not quite large, but yet it's not terribly small either, if that makes any sense. Anyways, if you're from Arkansas or this part of Texas, then you know the legends. There's a lot of legends of this area, especially in Arkansas. They have a lot of myths. I don't know what it is with Arkansas, but they have their fair share of tales. I was out doing some fishing with my brother-in-law last spring. It was around 6 o'clock p.m. We were over at the Bringle Lake Park West. We had our mini cooler full of beer, and we were just having a great time as it was the weekend. My brother-in-law was visiting from out of state, and I work at the post office. It was a pretty quiet evening. Most of the other boats had already pulled back in. We were the last ones out there. We figured we would just give it another 20 or so minutes and then pull back in and take our winnings back to the truck and go home. It was starting to get dark, and we were already riding back in to shore. That's when we heard the howls. The howling of something.
Something.
We thought maybe it was a coyote, but no. The tone of it was much too powerful and much too deep to be a coyote. Plus, coyotes run in packs, and they usually howl at the same time, so you always hear multiple howls at once. This was one long, deep, close howl. My brother-in-law just looked at me puzzled and asked, "Do you guys have wolves out here?" I told him, "We used to have some. But it's been a long time since any of them have been seen in Texas. I doubt it." Then he asked me, "Then what the hell was that?" I couldn't answer my brother-in-law, as I too was puzzled and had no idea. It could have been a wolf, but something was wrong about it. I just had a very bad feeling about it. As we were just about to pull in, we both saw this young-looking doe running right in front of us to our left. It was pretty crazy because the tree line to the forest up ahead was about 10 yards away. I don't know why the doe was running out in the open right there by the water instead of being close in the trees where it's safer. That's when it happened. Out of nowhere, this large 4.5-foot furry beast grabs the doe and runs into the wood line and disappearing within seconds. It all happened so fast. I almost fell on my ass in the boat just witnessing it. "What the hell was that?" my brother-in-law was screaming out loud to me. It looked like a gray wolf. I mean, that's what we used to have here. But no one's seen any in years. Yeah, well, do your wolves walk on the back two legs like humans too? What the fuck, dude? No. No, they don't. That was something else. Outside of being completely puzzled and terrified, we pulled our boat up, got our things, hooked everything back up to the trailer, and we got the hell out of there. I haven't been back there to go fishing since. I live in northern Texas, near the border of Oklahoma. It's very rural and woodsy out here, but that's the way I enjoy it. I've never been much for a city life. I was hiking with my dog. This is something that we do on a regular basis. About 30 minutes into the hike, it was nice and sunny out. It wasn't nighttime, it wasn't Halloween, nor was it a full moon, nothing spooky whatsoever. It was just a nice summer day. I had my ear pods on, listening to some tunes as we walked. Suddenly, I started hearing something through the music. Something that sounded like snapping branches. Something close. I stopped and held my dog on his leash and took my pods out of my ear and back into my pocket. I just stood there in silence and waited. I didn't hear anything. Maybe it was just me. So I continued walking on the trail. A couple minutes later, I heard it again. This time, it was much closer. And this time, my dog noticed as well, as he started aggressively tugging at the leash, barking at something in the woods. I never seen him act like this before. Even with other dogs, he acts like he's a big tough guy, but he's really not. I didn't see anything in the woods. I was looking all around. I yanked my dog's leash and I tried to get him to turn around and start heading back home. It took some muscle, but eventually he obliged, still barking and tugging at his leash, trying to attack God knows what in the woods nearby. I started to pick up the pace a little bit because I suddenly got chills down my spine. I suddenly had the eerie feeling that I was being watched. By who or what, I don't know. After a few minutes of hiking back down the hill, I suddenly heard some growling noises in the distance behind me somewhere. It did sound like it was a little ways away still. I can't really measure by sound how far away it was, but it wasn't right behind me. Thank God. I've never heard anything like that before, and it scared the bejeebies out of me. My dog and I hightailed it out of there as fast as we could. I was scared out of my mind after hearing God knows what was behind us. We made it home safely and unharmed. To this day, I don't know what the hell I heard. I spoke to a couple of my friends and their families about it. I wasn't expecting anyone to believe me, but one of my friends' family did. They told me they believe it was the Dog Man. This happened to me last weekend. I'm born and bred in Waco, Texas, which is south of Fort Worth. North, technically central, but look it up if you don't know where it's at. It was a Saturday afternoon. Late afternoon, if I could recall correctly. I was out by myself on a hike over at Woodway Park. I've been there plenty of times. It's one of my favorite places to go hiking. Anyways, I was alone this day. Typically, I hike alone. Unless I have someone to accompany me, but usually I don't. I was just enjoying nature and the good weather before it starts to get too hot. I don't really care for the heat too much, yet I don't care for the winter either. I don't know. I guess I'm just hard-headed. So, I was about 2 or 3 hours into my hike. I go hiking. I don't just stroll around the block and then call it quits. When I go hiking, it's an all-day affair. I absolutely love it. I always have my walking stick and a packed lunch with plenty of water. This time, I had forgotten my walking stick. But luckily, there's plenty of tree branches and fallen twigs that I could use that worked perfectly fine. The sun was getting ready to set. It was that hour, I guess. I decided to start turning around and start heading back, just to be safe, as I knew I had ventured off a little farther than I usually do. Somewhere on my walk back, I started hearing something moving in the distance. I couldn't tell if it was behind me or somewhere off to my left. Something was definitely following me, though, because I heard it more than one time. At first, I just brushed it off. Maybe it was a doe. Maybe it was just a rodent or something. But the second time, it was even louder. And I knew it was no doe. Maybe it was a wild boar. I mean, they're everywhere, and they're big too, and their presence is easily noticeable. I started to walk a little bit faster, just in case if it wasn't. I know what you're thinking. Are you just scared of some piggies? No. If you're not from Texas, then you probably just don't understand. These wild boars are fierce. They can be deadly. And they could get massive, too, in size. I knew I shouldn't have had that hummus, because not only was I speedwalking trying to get back to the parking lot because of whatever the hell was following me, but I had to take a shit too. Normally, I would just find somewhere out in the woods privately, even though there's nobody else on this trail. Whatever this thing was, I didn't trust it. I just kept going, pinching the whole way. That's when I heard the howling. This time, it sounded like it was right behind me. It scared the living daylights out of me. I twisted around and jumped so fast, and in doing so, I had an accident. That was least of my worries. I was threatened for my life. I didn't see no figure, but I did see something that was far out in the distance behind me when I turned around. It was those eyes. God. There was something hiding behind some trees. Something dark. Something big. Its eyes were glowing red and seemed like they were directly staring at me. This was pretty far out in the brush in the woods, and I could barely see any type of silhouette. Whatever it was black as midnight. But again, those eyes. God, those eyes. I turned around and hightailed it out of the woods as fast as possible, praying to God that whatever that freak show thing was in the distance wouldn't chase me down. By the looks of it, the thing was probably just as large as I was, but it was no man. I made it out of there in one piece without any harm, but to this day, I've never been back since. I live about 30 minutes north of El Paso, Texas, which is in the western part of the state. There's really not too much going on here, as it is primarily desert. But that's the way it is here. It's always been that way. Anyways, I was out with a couple of my buddies on our quads. We had an RV and we were just doing some off-roading. That's what we usually do in the summertime. Fast forward to that evening. We had built this huge bonfire out in the dirt, and we were cooking up a shitload of food on the grill. The bonfire was absolutely massive. We brought a couple of pallets and broke them down into pieces and made this fire very spectacular. We were having a blast. We were having kind of just like a bros party. There was no chicks with us. It was just us guys. After a couple 24-packs later and a shitload of carne asada in our bellies, we started telling some drunkenly scary stories around the fire pit. Not everybody wanted to get involved, but everybody sat back and drank and enjoyed the night. I happened to be last that night, and I was about halfway through with one of my juicy tales that I do. And then all of a sudden, we all heard the howls. The howls of... At first we thought it was coyotes, but then realized we were way wrong. Dead wrong. When the howls first came, we thought nothing of it. Hell, we even started howling with them in the distance. Drunkenly. But when we got a response... That's when I almost shit my pants. And I shit you not. After we heard that howl of whatever that beast thing was, we saw something large and black running across behind our RV. We all saw it. It wanted to be seen. This thing ran on its back legs, and it was hunched over and periodically tapped on its front arms, paws, I don't know. It was almost like it was galloping. This thing had a human shape, but it was more like a giant dog. Almost like a werewolf or something. I don't know. It had black fur, and its eyes were reflecting by the moonlight. It moved so incredibly fast. It was like the snap of your fingers, and the damn thing just disappeared. We were all pretty freaked the hell out, and we all agreed that we were not going to be staying the night. We packed up all of our crap back onto the truck and the RV, keeping the fire pit lit because we were thinking maybe that was the only thing that was keeping that thing away from us at the time. We left within an hour after seeing whatever the hell that was, and we never went back there to play with our quads again.